The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I'm your host, Myrrh Lafferty, and I have, this is the second day in a row I've had to do record twice, which is not a good pattern to get into. I had a very cranky day, and there's absolutely no reason for it. If there's a reason, it's jet lag. It will not let me go. It's only 5 hours, and I've been home since Saturday night, and I'm still not sleeping well and waking up for around 5:30 or 6:30 or something. If you wake up at 6:30, it's like, okay, I can get up and have a productive day. If you wake up at 5:30, it's, why is it dark? I don't understand what's happening. I got a little bit written today, not a lot. And my first recording was in the car, and I know people don't like that, and I was unable to clean up the audio to my liking, so that's why I'm recording again. But one thing I talked about was incentivizing, and how incentivizing yourself is a good way to keep going, especially when you don't have an agent or an editor waiting for the book, and there is no promise of publishing or money at the end. You just want to write it. So there's the incentive of tiny little incentives, something special every 100 words. And then there's the larger incentive of, if you make word count, maybe something nice to eat or something nice to watch or giving game time. But I also point out that if I am not disciplined enough so that I need to be making deals with myself, I'm not going to be disciplined enough to actually stick to the deal. There have been times when I've just gone, screw you, self, and just grabbed a handful of M&Ms instead of parsing them out. One for every 100 words. But I drove around in the heat. Then I made dinner. And I played some Stardew Valley. And I'm feeling a little calmer now. So I have a thought about writer's block. One thing I've struggled with this summer is thinking about the fact that I need, in my head, this is not a fact. This is something that my brain is telling me I need, but I don't really. But I feel like I need permission now because I'm published. So if my agent doesn't like something or my publisher doesn't like something, then clearly I can't do it. And that's crap. I can do whatever I want. Will people consume it? Well, that's your decision. But I can write whatever I want, and I have to remember that. But sometimes I feel like if we have writer's block, part of it is expectation that we want to write something great and we know that it's not going to come out great. And I know you're supposed to allow yourself to be bad, and I try that. But sometimes just the ideas aren't there. And so I'm going to give you new permissions. I'm going to give you permission to write fanfic. I'm going to give you permission to write pastiche. I'm giving you permission to write something absurd. And it doesn't have to be, like, clever absurd, like Douglas Adams. It just can be stupid. I downloaded an audio drama from Audible. And I'm not going to say what it was because I'm going to be a little bit critical of it. But it was supposed to be funny. And much of it was funny. But a lot of it was just almost there? Like, if I'd been around other people, I might have laughed to be polite, because it was amusing enough, but, like, listening to it alone in my car, I'm like, okay, you made a joke there. And it's not even that it didn't land, it's just that it was just in that middle of the road, and I thought, this has moments of brilliance in a whole lot of just kind of meh. And it needed a couple more drafts. And I'm thinking, right now, if I'm feeling blocked or I'm feeling unsure about what to write, I should try to achieve that meh level of writing. Because when your expectations are very low, then you might have those shining moments of brilliance. And I'm not saying these people's expectations were low. Clearly they were high, because they did something that was mostly funny at times. But it really did feel like a first draft. And I feel like I'm not making sense to myself, because I'm criticizing this thing and thinking and saying, y'all should do this. But really, my point is that we have high expectations. We don't allow ourselves to go through the drafts. Or if we do, even if we know the drafts are coming, we still have this little hope in the back of our heads, this little shining hope that editorial letter is going to come back and it's going to be like, this is the most perfect piece of prose I've ever seen. Don't change a word. Maybe that'll happen this time. But it's not gonna. You know it's not. And if it does, you gotta wonder what they're smoking. So when you need the editing, when you're blocked, write something stupid. Write something zero draft. Write something that is derivative. Write something that is fan fiction. Ship your two favorite characters of your favorite movie. See if you can come up with a stupider idea than Had a Full Boyfriend, which is the dating simulation where a human dates birds. It's a really weird game. You should play it. My daughter's new art teacher gave them a challenge to make bad art. And first they sat around and discussed what bad art was. And then once they decided what specifically they were going to work on, they formed teams and they worked together to make the worst art they possibly could. And these are seniors in an art school, so they're quite talented by this point. Not even talented, but they've worked very hard to achieve skills. And she showed me what it was today, and it was hideous. I mean, you could tell they worked very hard to make this awful. And I really like that idea. It even goes beyond the concept of allow yourself to write poorly, but it's like force yourself to write poorly. There's, after she showed me that, I had her look at the short story John Scalzi wrote for Tor.com. It was many years ago. I think it was The Shadow Knight of the Dragon Lords or something like that. If you search Scalzi and Tor.com and Shadow and Dragon and Story, and also you could look at the Hugo short story nominees from a couple of years back. It was actually nominated. And it is terrible, terrible, terrible fantasy. But in the hands of Scalzi, it was done very well and it was very funny. But it was awful. And I'm not even saying that you have to be good/awful. But if you just let yourself do something stupid or something fun, then you might find a glimmer of awesome in there that you can take further. Or maybe you'll look at yourself going, what the hell am I wasting time with this for? I need to get back to my book. And then you'll have the discipline to get started again. There are many ways it could go. I guess what I'm trying to say is, you probably started writing because it was fun. And I think writer's block is one of those things that indicates that the fun has been wrung out of this. And it needs to be fun again. So if you've lost the fun, then allow yourself to do something stupid and silly and fun. And that is my thought for the day. I think it's better than the first one, and it has no car engine in the background. Win-win. As always, if you have any show topics I would love to hear, because I'm trying to do this more often, and I'm going to run out of stuff to say. email me at mightymur@gmail.com, and on Twitter, I'm at mightymur. I finally got my old phone arrived, and I was able to get back into my Patreon account. It's been 4 days. Patreon support has not done a dang thing to help me, which is awesome. Really appreciate that, Patreon. And I'm going to try to figure out how to get you guys some exclusive content. Since one of the perks of Patreon is you get this stuff early, and if I'm doing it every day, early is kind of a different concept. Especially when it's like 8:30 and I'm just finishing this up. But if you have any thoughts or suggestions or questions, you know how to contact me. And the blog and show notes are at murverse.com. Patreon supporters can go to patreon.com/mightymur. And I will appreciate you forever. And I don't know if it's going to be stupid or meaningful, but I think I'm going to go get some words down, because I should be writing and so should you be. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymur. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.